Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, and of course, whole world, because we know that LA Talk Radio can be heard everywhere. The number one talk radio show, I will say, in the world, but for sure, we are very, very well listened. And I'm hoping that Accent On today will deliver some very, very cool news. And I know I have amazing guests in my studio, and what I know already, right now, that we'll be becoming friends. Hello, Mr. Dexter.
Hi, how are you?
What is your name? You know, I'm messing up everybody's name, but you taught me how to. And I say, if I read Nunnery.
Yes.
Is this right? Yeah, Dexter Nunnery. But you say the way how you all say.
My name is Dexter Nunnery.
Yes, you say Nunnery, and I will say, people don't listen to me. One more time.
Dexter Nunnery.
How we are spelling your name? Dexter, everybody knows, but
yes.
Yeah.
Last name, Nunnery.
And of course, everybody will be searching your name and saying, why Dexter is on a Accent on LA Talk Radio? Why? Because we have 50 minutes and we'll be talking and talking and talking, because we'll be talking about youth. We'll be talking about troubled life. We'll be talking about hope. We will be talking about hip-hop. We'll be talking about Dexter's life. We'll be talking about his children and a very important event that will happen March 3rd that, of course, Dexter will tell us. We have so, so much to talk about, and we'll be a little bit serious, but I don't think so, because you are not too serious, man.
Well, I can be, but not right now, though.
Not right now. You know, and we are talking about something that is more uplifting, you know, even when situation in life gets us into big, big troubles, we need to find always the door and open for somebody if we can help, or we will need to look for the answers for ourselves if we can. Then, please, can you tell us, Dexter, if I will ask you the question, who are you?
Well, my answer for that is it sort of ties in with the organization that, you know, I started, which is, you know, a person who has always had the heart and the mind and the soul to help others, to help people, even, you know, at a younger age. You know, I have two sisters and five brothers, and my mom worked two jobs, you know. Like a lot of moms, you know, she worked two jobs. And for me, my way of like showing her that I appreciated, you know, what she was doing was when she would come home from work, I would always like rearrange the house.
Aww.
So that she would have like a different look coming in, so that her mind wouldn't be on the jobs that she finished. It would be more of like, you know, just coming into a different place.
That's so beautiful.
And then I found out, like, maybe 2 years ago.
That she hated that?
she used to get pissed off that she would come home.
Why are you moving my furniture?
I moved all her furniture around. Aww. Like, everything would be changed. But, you know, at the time, you know, as it was going on, then, you know, I had the feeling
she was too tired really to make a point of it. But you didn't mention your dad.
Well, you know, dad was, you know, in our, you know, community and in our, you know, upbringing, a lot of the times, you know, some dads were not there. So I'm from Mississippi, and you know, projects of, you know, community parks, you know, the area.
Yeah.
So in our, you know, in our neighborhood, you know, there wasn't a lot of, like, you know, two family, you know, homes. So everybody was kind of used to the mom being around, you know, handling things and working, yeah, and things like that. So my dad actually moved out here to California. So
that's why you are here?
That's not why I'm here, but...
Yeah, why did you wind up here? Okay, well, we need to know all. I just already like it. You have a like, big story to tell us.
Yeah.
I see movie in my head already, and I know you're a writer. We will be talking about that too, but yeah, yeah, you speak beautifully. I can picture your life already. Mama knocking door, wow, you know, everything is different, and you have how many sisters?
Two sisters and five brothers.
And, oh, gosh. Is this good?
Well, yeah, it's good. It's you know, to have a, like, for me, like, even being in California, you kind of, like, coming from a big family like that,
yeah,
like, you know, it was always, like, fun growing up because we always did things. We would, like, turn the house into, like, cops and robbers, turn the furniture over, all that kind of stuff. So we grew up, like, real close.
Okay.
So it wasn't like us having a large family. It was cool. We really didn't.
You didn't need anybody. You really had.
Well,
your
we had the neighborhood was there too.
Yes.
I mean, we grew up in a we grew up in an area where everybody was cool with everybody. You know, you can go next door and eat at your friend's house and be there all day. You know, his mom will cook or their mom will cook. You can borrow stuff from neighbors next door, but I mean, these
why
days.
We cannot have this now? My life, I am from Poland, and mm-hmm. obvious, my life was very similar to yours, and I had very poor parents, mm-hmm. were working hard, and it was only me and my sister. And the same way, you know, they put key on my neck, and I could be for 7-8 hours outside and playing, and all neighbors knew where children are.
Right.
And if I was hungry, neighbor always picked me up. Okay, come on, I'm cooking or something. Mama was coming back from work.
Yeah.
And there was a beautiful, beautiful, colorful, sweet life. When I look back, it's like, was this real? Because all what is right now, I'm scared to death to let my child, who is 22, to leave my home. And
right.
We are a privilege, you know. I'm living a nice part of LA and a nice part of the world. We are scared. And you say something that I was hoping that somebody will say, yes, was like that. This is not 1950s only. No,
yeah.
Was like that. Life was like that. No, then why did you leave all of these things?
Well, I mean, I think my creativity and my, you know, my mind process kind of led me to, it's like, okay, in those, you know, in those times, growing up in Mississippi, you kind of see Mississippi as a state with a ceiling on it.
Okay.
And it's not gonna, you know, you see it's like, okay, well, I can't go any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, you know, a heart and mind and want to do things and want to make some out of yourself and you have that ambition, then you at a young age, you start to look at it like, well, you know what? If I want to do certain things, be certain things, you know, I'm kind of going to have to leave.
And how old you were?
I'll say about 27.
Okay, that was a really, really mature decision. 27, you really tried hard to do
no,
and achieve
like 15.
Something.
You know what?
Great. Some people escape just, and they think somewhere else would be easier. But I think you really were working your life
right.
in the place that you were born. Yes.
Well, after I got out here, I sort of, you know, looked back and, I mean, my older brothers wanted me. They tried to get me to come out here because I played sports.
Oh.
So my older brothers tried to get me to come out here when I was younger, you know,
okay.
because they were out here and they saw, you know, the dynamics of, you know, the sport. I mean, Ventura County is like a big sports area.
Yes.
So they saw the opportunities that would be there for me.
They were in this sport?
Yes.
They were playing? They were players?
Right.
Then your daddy was here and
right.
brothers
right.
naturally came. Ventura, yes. They were living in Ventura?
Right. Ventura County, correct.
Ventura County. Then you just had a family here. Then when you left, 27 years old, you came to California, you knew you have a really family.
I mean, I got a host of, like, cousins, relatives, so there's a lot of family out here.
Oh, lucky you. I have nobody, no family. That's so sad. But that's really great. Yeah. I love to hear this. Mommy stays still behind. Right. She never left.
Yeah.
And your sisters are there?
Yeah, one of my sisters is still there, but my younger sister is out here. She's out here now because she, like, I guess, like, 2 years after I got here, then I got a phone call from my mom, like, you know, in the middle of the night. I say, like, 1-2 in the morning, you know, like, what are you doing? Well, kind of sleeping. You know, and, you know, but I knew, like, if she called me that time in the morning, then it had to be serious. So she said, "Think you got room for me?" I'm like, "Well, we'll make room." Then she came and brought my younger brother and sister with her.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And they've been here ever since.
People, I know you already are falling in love with Dexter. And yes, I had the same warm feelings when we spoke on the phone a little bit before the show. And, you know, of course, we already were talking for like 25 minutes before the show. Boy, you are a really nice guy. Really nice guy. Okay, now 27. Now you are in LA or in Ventura County. Mm-hmm. And I asked you the question and I said, yes, I will ask you the same question on the air. Because we all have the stepping stones. We all know the moment in life when we think, oh, that's the time that I think I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I know what is my purpose in life. And I will try to make myself happy because I understand who I am right now. And you mentioned 2013.
Yeah. So from that beginning, you know, story of telling you about, you know, fixing the house up for my mom and those type of things. So I've always been like that type of person,
wanting to
see people happy and those type of things. So fast forward to I'm out here in California now. You know, I started to work for a company that I actually worked for like 19 years.
You were doing?
I started off as a warehouse person and then a warehouse employee. And I kind of progressed my way up to a project manager, you know, for the company.
19 years, that beautiful career. Yeah. You can call this career. I'm coming from Europe, from Eastern Europe, and everybody was very proud to work in one place for many, many years. And my parents, when they were leaving to work, they didn't complain. For them, was another home. Yeah. And they were very proud to work for 20-something years, receive sometimes small awards like watch or little medal. And they were not big money awards, but really meant so much to them. And when my daddy died, I asked my daughter, who is in Poland, to send some package. And she sent me one of his medals. And just amazing. I know how much it meant this to him. I remember I was young, but I remember when he got this. And he was very simple, beautiful human being, but he loved to work well.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then 19 years, you were climbing a little bit in the ladder. And 19 years later, you said, okay.
Well, it was more of there was a major project that was working on for the company. And I was the, you know, lead project manager on it. It was, you know, implementing a master data management system for the company, which kind of houses all the specifications of any product that comes into the company. So during that process, I sort of knew, like, okay, after this process is over, then there's going to be a decision that has to be made in regards to me.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the company was good about it. We went in, we had a conversation, and, you know, I was kind of, you know, real close and real, you know, cool with the lawyer of the company. So we, you know, sit down and it was like, you know, okay, so what do you want to do?
Yes. You know, what do you want to do?
And for me, I had already kind of had my mind made up because I was looking at the second part of my life. I consider, you know, people have two big you know, milestones when it comes to working and in your life and what you want to do. And that first 19 years was mine with that company. But the rest of my life in the second part or starting over, I wanted to pursue the passions and the things that really meant something to me and really described, you know, defined who I was. So for me, that was more like, okay, I liked helping people. I've always, you know, raised money for other causes and things like that. I, you know, participated in the AIDS Walk, you know, Los Angeles for 6 years and raised money for it. We did 1 year. I was working for company Kenneth Cole, and I worked for them part time while I had the other jobs. So I worked for them for like 6 years, and we did so good 1 year for us, like raising money. Then Kenneth Cole flew out to meet us himself. So that was a great moment.
Yeah.
But you know, it was the fact of like just raising money and helping people and things like that that I had a passion for. So for me, it was like, okay, I want to do something. I've raised money for other people. I've done things for other charities.
But did you had something lined up, or you knew that you'd be searching for the next?
No, I didn't have something lined up, but I knew I wanted to start something of my own to where, okay, I don't want to raise money for other people. I want to raise money and then see the fruit of the labor actually where it's going. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, and that's, you know, when this, you know, came about as far as, and then you have to kind of be passionate about something too. Or, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I want to be, if I'm going to go off into this world of nonprofit and helping people and raising money, then you have to find something that you're actually passionate about. And for me, it was, you know, the hip hop community.
Is this your idea?
Yes.
You must love music.
Well, I love music, all different, you know, genres of music. But, you know, for me, it was like I kind of wanted to the hip hop community is kind of important, and it is, you know, it's important to me, important to our community. And I wanted to be able to show the good side of it, show the things that hip hop artists.
We were talking about message, that the music without message
right.
is almost like.
And lately, you know, because of record companies that have more money than, you know, independent, you know, and then you're dealing with a lot of young, you know, kids who are coming from certain areas that they don't have that. So when a record company throws millions or, you know, dollars in their face, then what are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know, you want to get out of the ghetto. So you want that, you know, that opportunity. So when that opportunity comes, you know, and I don't, you know, there's a lot of, you know, music these days that don't carry a message, but I don't really fault them for that. You know, a lot of the artists are still young. You know, it's just a learning process that has to happen. So for me, I kind of wanted to, you know, tap into that and be the good side of the genre of hip hop, you know, as a whole.
I went into a website. Please give us the name again one more time when people want to see website.
So our website is hiphophelp.org.
And I post on Accent on first page about. The people can read when they see Facebook information about our show. Mm-hmm. And everybody who wants to listen over and over to our conversation, please know that in 2-3 hours, this show will be ready for downloads and people can listen whenever they want. I really, really think we have something really important here. We have a gentleman who found his calling, and lots of us want to change the world, and we know there is so much to be repaired. We can repair so much, and we don't even know sometimes how to start. And even in a worse situation is, if we are in trouble, we do not know where to go. Seems like it's all answers are on computer, on Google. We can Google something. And I was a few years ago in a very bad situation in my life. And I know I'm smart. And gosh, I had no idea what to do. And more I was researching, I had less and less answers. And when my the bestest answers always were coming with my friends who were saying, oh, did you, could you, will you, I know this person, that person. And that was the direct help. And I think we need to talk again about statement for your organization, because people will understand right away, whoever listens to us, mm-hmm. what this organization is about. It's like under one roof, we can find advice, help. Please, can you tell us what is your organization about?
Yes. One more time. So with our mission statement of being committed to empowering and improving the lives of individuals and the communities we serve, that is a nationwide statement. It's not just, you know, a certain certain state or certain city. You know, we set out to want to change and help our country, you know, in a way to where, you know, it's all about, you know, people helping people. And that's kind of like the business model that we built is a people helping people process. Because right now, I mean, we don't really operate off of like grants or anything like that. We've been, you know, in existence for 2 years and we've, you know, done some things. And the way that we survive is people helping people. You know, that people see what we do and how we help the community with, you know, the three, we have a big umbrella called Hip Hop Help, but, you know, under that, on each, you know, little side of it, there's three things that we do. And that's the assistance program, which we'll probably get into about the benefit yes. event that we're doing. And then we have a community outreach, you know, part of it, to where we partner with other organizations and kind of help them with their mission and what they're trying to get across. And at the same time, people learn about who we are. And that's how we build community. That's how you build relationships. That's how you, you know, forget about a lot of the other things that take, you know, center stage when it comes to the media, you know, and that's, you know, the political side of things and stuff like that. But if people really, you know, want to make a change and change things, you know, look towards us. That's what we do, you know, yeah. with our community.
How can you reach out to people? How? This is not easy because I think people love to listen about stories like yours, about your life stories and what led you to become who you are right now. And we know that helping somebody else takes time. It's like, you know, I always get into this trouble because when people call me and they want my help and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I say yes? Now I'm stuck with it. Right. And many, many, many times I'm developing whatever issue is that I want to help with and mm-hmm. people lose even interest. And they're like, oh, I didn't mean this to be so serious, but thank you for your help. I'm like, wow, I'm learning sometimes that people, I'm not saying taking advantage, but that to find the right person that you want to help because mm-hmm. they really need your help is so, so important. That how you find these real people who really need the help, do they come and find you? Or people already know you over the 2-3 years, know your organization, they say, oh, I call to Dexter, call to Hip Hop Help. How do they find you if they need your help?
Well, I guess after you know, a lot of awareness in social media and, you know, doing these talk show appearances, then people will learn who we are. But, you know, as for the past 2 years, it's just a lot of, you know, the original way of how people build business is, I call it like the guerrilla effect, you know, warfare effect, as far as like, you know, when it comes to marketing and things like that. You just got to get out and meet people.
Schools, you know, churches, how you get
all of
to
that,
all of that.
All of that.
Street.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so you said schools. Well, when it comes to schools, like, here's an example, like last year, we participated in a career day for high school students. And that kind of tied into our youth program, you know, that we have called the Five Elements of Hip Hop, where we're basically, you know, and when I said in the beginning about showing people the other sides of hip hop and what they don't know, then this is a part of that, because most people think, like, you know, hip hop is the 8 to 10 songs you hear on the radio.
Yes.
Well, it's a culture and an art form of breakdancing, beatboxing, MCing, DJing, you know,
storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. So we teach 8 to 9 week workshops on each one of those elements. And for kids, you know, 10 to 17, it's free for the kids, but we go out and get sponsors, you know, to do that. And, you know, when it comes to, like, making that happen and you're saying, like, you know, how do people learn about who we are? Well, I'm a people person, you know. I don't meet strangers. I don't, like, walk into buildings and meet strangers. I mean, you may not know my name when I get in, you know, when I walk in, but as we're, you know, by the time I leave, then you know who who I am and what we do. So, and I know, you know, vice versa. I know the same thing about you.
That's a talent. Yeah. That's a gift. It's very, very hard to do. It's like the sweet salesman, because you need to sell your message. And right. this is salesmanship. And but outside of that, you need to very fast get people's trust and ears. And I'm not talking about money, because please, people are for sure, organization needs the money, and you'll be talking a little bit about that. But we were mentioning a little bit about music, and I asked you for MP3 of one of the artists that you would like us to play the song, and I got This Is The Day. Right. And who is the artist, and why we got this song, which is really cool, really good.
Well, Antoine King is a artist that I met over the past six to seven months, probably a little longer. We've seen each other. We've crossed paths of events and doing things. And they had their child in one of our programs. And we kind of, you know, touched base on that. And then we, you know, went on from there. But Antoine King is a, you know, we kind of, when we put on events and put things together, we kind of, you know, want to keep it at a positive level, you know, when it comes to the hip hop side of things, because we're dealing with kids that are 10 to 17 years old. So we, one of the good things about it is with our youth program, we get to decide what the kids learn. We get to decide what type of music they grow up learning. Exactly. So, you know, we're very proud of that. So by us wanting to, and there's not, I mean, when it comes to hip hop, it's in rap music, it's more of an expression of where you're from. So we're not downing any side of the lyrics, because I understand it. But we make a choice of what we want to promote and what we want to the kids to learn.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we may be, we support those other guys in other ways by buying their music or showing up at their shows.
It's like
and things
parenting.
Like that. Yeah,
somebody needs to take a hand and say, that's maybe not today, but, you know, one day you will decide if you want to listen to this or that. But that's the bottom line. You need to start from something. And then we have the song that I would love to play. This is The Day.
Hey. Come on. Time to take it to the limit. Time to push you to the limit. Come on. I wake up in the morning like this is the day. Hey, this is the day. Yeah, this is the day. Hey, I get up off the bed like this is the day. This is the day. Yeah, this is the day. What I say. And I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. Come on, to everyone that doubted me, gosh, they never did. Ain't no sleeping in, time to rise and grind. Thank the Lord for another one, it's time to shine. In this cold world, working like I'm on my mind. But I'm doing it with a purpose, man, I'm trying to climb. Up the ladder, most would rather just be kicking back. Sleeping all day, no, man, I think it's whack. Cut off the TV, get off the blog site, and go pursue my passion, stay at it all night. While the others will be partying, they like a wank. But what I'm trying to say, this still negates the time to play. Instead, it's time to pray. Go get my mind right, this little light of mine. Go let it shine bright, bright. We can make it, homie. Let's keep our grind tight. Stay focused on our goals and not the limelight. Think about my ancestors, got me driven. Gotta take advantage of every single day that I've been given. Come on. Wake up in the morning like this is the day. Hey, this is the day. Yeah, this is the day. Hey, I get up off the bed like this is the day. This is the day. Yeah, this is the day. What I say. And I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. To everyone that doubted me, gon' stay never did. I ain't stopping now, no. You must be kidding, bruh. May have been knocked down, but I'm getting up. Dedicated every day, ain't no switching up. Though it's tribulations that I face, ain't no giving up. Now, better yet, I'ma go a little harder. Do my research, time to work a little smarter. Give twice the effort just to go a little farther. Daily chasing after all my goals like a baller. Time to be the best version of me. Won't stop to work, it's complete. Fuck what you heard in the streets, cause what? You only get out what you put in. Yeah, ain't no shortcuts, ain't no rules you can't bend. No, that can give you the satisfaction of working your tail off while your competition relaxing. Cause I'm getting better, feel myself getting stronger. Endure any weather, I can run a little longer. I wake up in the morning like this is the day. Hey, this is the day, yeah, this is the day. Hey, I get up off the bed like this is the day. This is the day, yeah, this is the day. What I say, and I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. To everyone that doubted me, gon' stay never did. No, I wasn't made to be weak. Continue to stand strong while the others take a seat. See, when they nervous and quiet, I have the courage to speak. Thank my heavenly father for making me so unique. Yeah. Go ahead and critique if it will make you feel secure. Uh-huh. And though they throw their little stones at me, I still endure. Still knock me off my feet, but I'm coming back for more. It's like I found a key that can open all the doors. Hey. Grateful for what I have. Grateful just for the chance to be able to still advance. Not laying up underground. Nope. So with every breath in my lungs, I'm going after my goals. I won't be set till I'm done. To all my people that's losing weight, trying to eat right. To those that doubted you, they about to have a seat ride. You can see it looking fly than you ever been. And those that left you in the past, go wish they never did. I wake up in the morning like this is the day. Hey, this is the day, yeah, this is the day. Hey, I get up off the bed like this is the day. This is the day, yeah, this is the day. What I say, and I'ma go harder than I ever did. What? And I'ma go harder than I ever did. And I'ma go harder than I ever did. To everyone that doubted me, gon' stay never did.
Wow. What a powerful song. Yeah. Antoine King, and this is the day. And like he said, every day a little bit stronger that we have this day. And that's yeah. Today, tomorrow, and that's what we need to take care of. We have March 3rd soon. Yeah. Something very important is going on, yes, on this day. Could you tell us about event?
Yeah, well... This event that's coming up is a benefit show that we are we put together, and it was centered around our assistance program. So the assistance program is one of the three things that we do that I mentioned earlier, you know, with the assistance program, our community outreach of partnering with other people, and then our youth program that we do, you know, for the kids. But with our assistance, so we had a family apply on our website for help, and we didn't really have the funds to help them, but the story was like it just touched so deep to where it's like, okay, you know what, let's do what we do, you know, regardless if we got the money or not, you know, let's put something together and bring these hip-hop artists together and say, you know, and I reached out to some people and they stepped up. But the story itself was a father and a mother gets into a domestic, you know, violence situation. And
this happened January.
January 5th. Yeah, in our area, in the Oxnard area. And because of, I guess, you know, legal things we have to say he's accused of, but, you know, the father is accused of shooting the mother in front of their kids. And they have six kids. So she died. So now those six kids are with a guardian, and that's the side of the family that kind of reached out to us, you know, for some assistance. So
who is taking care of children right now?
I think it's the sister of the gentleman who
accused of killing. And the children are age of 19 till...
They're 16 down to 2. Yeah.
Six children. Yeah. No mother. Father probably in a jail.
Lose both in one day. It's kind of hard.
And now what? And that's what you trying to figure out, how to help them.
Yeah. So even like reading a story and then, you know, it kind of touching you and you wanting to do something, there's still a process that we have to take. So, even though that was there, the story was there, we had to kind of do our research and, you know, find out. So I made a trip out to the Guardian where the kids are staying and, you know, sit down and talk with them. And I kind of wanted to get, you know, to see, because I was kind of, you know, concerned about, you know, concerned of all the kids, but the 16 and 14 year old was kind of like, okay, I know our area and I know where the area where they are. So it could go wrong real fast, you know, with the area that they live in. So when I went out to visit them and I kind of asked them, I'm like, well, what is the 16 year old, is he involved in any, you know, school activities? And she's like, well, he don't really have the grades. He got to get his grades up. And for me, I was like, man, like, we shouldn't lose kids because of a GPA. Like, that shouldn't be, like, the decision maker.
Self-worth.
Yeah. Because it's like,
in
you
the
know,
moment, especially, that this all can change.
Yeah. And I understand that schools have to have, like, you know, rules and standards and all that. But this is the downside of the GPA standard. You know, when you got a situation like this and a kid can't get involved in a school activity because of a GPA.
Oh gosh, you don't so wrong.
Exactly.
You want to keep these children busy and just...
So what do you think he's going to turn to? The streets?
Streets, of course.
You know, where he feel welcome. So, you know, sitting there talking with him, then I told him about, I said, you know what, like, with our we have a youth program for kids 10 to 17. And I don't know, you know, and I explained to them the five elements that we have. And I think it was the sister, you know, she said, well, I always see him like writing in a pad, you know. And for me, that was a start. I mean, because if he's writing in a pad, there's music or something involved. Wow. So then I told him about a class that, you know, we was just starting. And this is like for us, this kid's parents, he lose both of them on one day, you know.
What is his name?
Juan.
Juan, you will be my guest. Please write something, sing something, record something. You will come to LA Talk Radio and we'll be playing your music. Everybody started somewhere,
right.
Somehow. Yeah. Then I would love to give you this opportunity to be heard.
Yeah, so for us, the highlight of just knowing this is why our program exists was 30 days after he lose both of his parents, he joins our program. So he's now a part of our MC
is
workshop.
Is close to his place where he lives? How he gets to the places that
the
physical...
Well, the Guardian, she used to work, but I think she had to, you know, she had to... Her family went from, you know, 4 to 10.
Yeah.
So, you know, her husband still works, and he, you know, they, you know, trying to get by that way. Mm. But, you know, with her having to, you know, quit, that kind of, you know, the finance kind of takes a hit. So she has to, you know, take kids to, you know, to doctor's appointments, pick kids up and all that stuff. So you kind of need, you know, and that's where, like, you know, when I was growing up, you know, not having, when you don't have two, you know, parents in the house, those type of things can be hard when you got one parent having to do that for, you know, all those kids. So I kind of understand, you know, what position she's in. So for us, you know, to be able to step in and not only put this benefit show together to try to, you know, raise some money to help them with their requests, but to also be able to provide an outlet for one of the kids who he's the king now of those six kids.
Yeah.
So he probably feels like
responsibility
he's
on his
responsibility.
Shoulder.
Exactly.
He's
so
too young for all of that. And okay, I have a poster, of course, on Accent on Facebook. Please, everybody who wants to see the details, but maybe you can give us the place and time if somebody wants to come in person and be part of the event, or how maybe somebody can donate.
Sure. It's March 3rd, and it's at La Fonda Del Rey, which is a restaurant in Oxnard, California. And I think the address is 455 South 8th Street.
Yes. Community Awareness of Domestic. Yes, you give us an address.
Yeah.
I have a listed phone number also. which is yours, really.
Right.
The 805-205-5003.
Correct. And that's
$10 tickets. $10 tickets. Yeah. So little. What people can expect this evening?
Well, you know what a lot of people are doing right now? Even if, you know, you can go onto our website, which is hiphophelp.org, and that's how you can either make a donation or purchase a ticket. And then even for people who are, like, purchasing tickets, that, I mean, it's a tax, you know, write-off, of course, but it goes to a good cause as well. But, you know, people who are you can make a donation for the price of a ticket of $10.
Yeah,
most people, you know, may not
become,
may not be able to go, but they're still, you know, donating the money, you know.
$10. $10. Six children, no mother. And we can help. And that's what you do, Dexter.
Right.
Thank you so, so much for that. And I don't even know, because probably wherever you turn your head, you see somebody else that wants your help and needs your help. Right. And the choosing and picking and organization is 3 years old and will expand. You are not the one. You are a president, but
right.
you have people
right.
helping you.
We have, an amazing team, amazing crew of people. You know, and then we have volunteers that step in, too.
How many people are involved, if you can
Well, including volunteers?
Yeah. No volunteers. Yeah, they come and go, but hopefully they are attached
well,
to the organization.
We have a core group of people, and that's, you know, our secretary, our treasurer, our VP, and then we have, you know, an advisory director who kind of, you know, guides us for, you know, business type, you know, decisions and things like that. So that's our core group of people, and then we have, you know, volunteers who, if we're going to put on an event or do anything, then, you know, people go on our website and we have you can sign up as a volunteer there, and that's where we go to pick out those people, you know, because we get applications in for volunteering, and then we'll contact them and say, hey, because on our website you get to actually, you know, pick, hey, there's a selection on there if you want to do. Yeah, exactly. There's different things that you can volunteer for. So we go through there, depending on what we're doing and what we need a volunteer for.
Yeah.
Then we, you know, pick from that list.
Oh, wow. 3 years. Are you happy?
2 years, but yes, I'm very happy. And, you know, it's like, you know, when I started this and when we wanted to get it going, there's one of the things, one question or one statement or one thing I had to agree to within myself. And that was, when it comes to nonprofit, when it comes to raising money, when it comes to, you know, going out, you know, every day, you know, asking people or trying to get people, you know, to believe in what you're doing and building a community and changing things, you have to be willing. I had to be willing to accept the word no like a million times.
And, so true.
And if you can't make that decision in the beginning, you're in the wrong business.
And that's almost in everything. If you want to achieve in life, you just don't care about no's. You care about this one yes will get you further.
Absolutely.
Okay, maybe a little bit, because I just love a little bit hip hop. I know that I sing more pop, but I had a pleasure to record one of the songs, "Who's Gonna Save Me," with Frankie Needles, and I would love to play a little bit.
I didn't want another heartbreak. lights. She went left, I went right. So we took a chance, rolled dice. Win some, lose some, oh well, that's it. Only thing I'm tripping off is, what about the talk to the kids in the crib? Us in 5 years, how you disappear after everything we did? Everything we built, bottom to the tip. Now she's a ditty cause she running around the city. Seen her at the club with her swag looking silly. Knowing she's supposed to be at home with me. Now she out of place like she don't know me, yeah. Honestly, I feel bad for her. Cause to the core, I was everything she asked for. But things happen for a reason. New woman, new season. I gotta like.
I like the title of the song, Who's Gonna Save Me? This is what we are talking about today. And sometimes the show can be very serious, very sad, very happy. But I think what we are doing right now, we are talking about hope. We are talking about people working together, people seeing somebody that needed help, and make this just normal for us to just reach out and say, how can I help? And but sometimes also people who need the help, they need to ask for help. And that's what is the toughest. Sometimes for people who are very, very in trouble, they don't have in them to just ask and beg for help. Okay, then one more time, then do you need help with food, gas, utilities, rent, clothing? Hip Hop Help. www.hiphophelp.org. And you can apply on the website?
Yes.
You can apply for website. And it's a big range. It's a really, if you need a food, if you need a gas, if you need utilities rent, how long you can really take care of people who cannot help themselves in a moment? Because this is not really about somebody giving a longer time. Yes, this is a moment that they need the most. Yes.
Yeah, it's our assistance program is a once a year type help assistance for individuals. So if a person, just like the family that we're helping right now, we can't help them again this year.
Yeah.
So it's only once a year that we help people, and that's how we kind of, you know, keep things limited. But you know, for us, we believe in the people helping people process. So it's not just about us helping people; it's about people helping us too. Because, you know, without the donations, without the sponsorship, without the, you know, people out there who believe in what we're doing, then this is not even possible. You know, because, I mean, we don't get grants. You know, we survive strictly off of donations,
sponsorships,
putting events on and things like that. And we won't always be able to put on events. But our big goal and our big vision is to have 3 annual events a year, which is a benefit concert, a unity walk, and a benefit dinner. So those 3 things are probably going to, you know, sustain us throughout a yearly, you know, financial term, to where we can actually help people and do things like that. And when we started it was, you know, we always wanted to, when people are helping us, to give them something. You know, we're new, and the good part about starting your own is you can build it any way you want. And one of the things that for me that was important was when people donate, you know, you kind of want to, you know, give them something or let them see the fruit of their labor. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, for me, nothing against the charities that are out there. But sometimes you can be donating, you know, because you're emotionally connected to a charity, and you can be donating tens of thousands of dollars every year. But if you sit back and take 2 to 3 minutes and say, okay,
This helps who?
What is it?
Where's the money go to?
Where does it go?
Yeah, what? People know this. People understand more and more. I think people will look into this small organization that we know we can make a change in people's lives. Something, you know, if you donate, you know, that's today they need my help and I made this happen. That's the most beautiful, rewarding, I think, moment in life when you know you helped now because somebody needed now. Okay, and you can see the results.
Exactly, and that's why we built it, you know, this way to where, because there's people out there needing help with food, rent, and utility assistance every day. You know, so when people are donating, it's like you don't have to wait 2 years for a pill to be created or some type of system to go into process. You can see that your donation and that money working for you instantly because we're helping someone. If it's not through the food, rent, and utility assistance, then we're building these. With our youth program, we're giving kids an opportunity that other systems may turn down, like Juan with his situation with the school. So now, I mean, with our program, we don't have a GPA standard. I mean, it's like, look, this is a talent. This is an art. If you're interested in this art and you want to be a part of it, then sign up for the class. And we, I mean, we don't charge the families anything because we don't want, you know, coming from, you know, communities and projects and things like that, there's always, well, I can't play because my mom doesn't have the money to sign up. And then what if you're not the lucky kid who gets, you know, picked that, well, there's 20 kids that an organization can give a scholarship to or however they, whatever they want to call it. And what if you're not one of those kids? What if you don't get picked because of the whatever rules they have that pick the 20 people? You know what I'm saying?
Of course. So that's, it's like we know that, but you know, somehow, somewhere we close the eyes, close the ears. And I think when we open people's eyes and say, come on, you know that you can change that. You can change this. You can change this. It's just don't hide. I didn't hear. No. One more thing. Somebody wants something from me. We are talking $10, March 3rd. You know, again, Hip Hop Help. Please go to the website and just learn more about the event and just help. Just help and watch, because you say three more events in this year. Hopefully they will be happening. I would love to know of them. And if you cannot come to the studio, please call. We'll be staying in touch. And I know you have beautiful two daughters. One of them, the 17 years old. Her name is?
Her name's Taylor.
She's a singer. I would love to have her and we'll play her music. And a younger one, her name is?
Her name is Haley.
Haley, and she can come too, and she can.
Haley will probably come in and get the book straight or something
like that. That's lovely. We want her to say hi to your beautiful wife, because probably she needs to put up with a lot of you not being home all the time, because you are always on the road.
I'm out a lot.
Her name is
Shelley.
Hi, Shelley, and we would love to have you too. But for right now, we are done with our show for today. And again, please, if you can give us website for the last time, when people can call and just donate something or learn about your organization.
All right. So if you want to learn about what we do and see how we, you know, are building communities and changing things, we're a Ventura County-based program. But that's where we're housed at, stationed at, for a home base. But it's a nationwide program to where we're going to be, with our youth program, we're actually going to be launching that in all 50 states. So the assistance is going to everywhere the youth program goes, the assistance program goes, the outreach program goes.
Wow.
So you can go to our website, which is hiphophelp.org, and make a $10 donation there. And for the event coming up March 3rd, it will be definitely appreciated. Even if you can't come, you know, you can still make a donation. And
we were talking today to President Dexter Nannery.
Yes, you got it right. You did good.
Yes. Thank you so much for today. And you stay in touch. You know, they will be playing the music. And welcome to just share all good news and trouble. If it's some trouble, maybe we can help. Thank you so much for today. Ilona Europa, Accent On.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.